Gregory Stieber, David Todoron, welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
You've made a big statement with this multimedia veterans spouse project, Gregory, and its message is your story has value and you are not alone. And the stories you tell are real stories about America's modern wars. Why does this need to be heard and who needs to hear it?
Well, from World War II to our current times, what we're well aware of, if there is any hero ever acknowledged, it's the soldier, and that's rightfully so. But the spouse and the families sacrifice a great deal as well, and we want to give them voice.
And since this premiered in 2015, the mission and vision has grown from a really powerful play to a movement. Your message is being heard, and David, your music has become the heartbeat of it all. Would you tell us the motivation and where it takes us with this production?
I felt like the stories themselves were very powerful, and I wanted to write what I thought would be love songs for this. In other words, music that captured that conflict and passion between two people who are torn between different things that they're passionate about. That's really the motivation that took me down the road to writing these, and I wanted to express that idea that there are different forces that tear people apart that present conflicts for them, and so that's where I went with it.
It isn't surprising that you could do this with the writing experience and the powerful word that your songs do carry. Is this a David Todoron first writing a score for a play like this?
It is, and I was very struck by the idea of doing it, because it lends itself so much to just the idea of, you know, the 3-minute tragic love song. And so I really felt comfortable doing it.
How does it enhance the dance and drama and everything that is already in this production, Gregory?
Well, choices that David made actually affected some of my staging and some of the directorial choices I made, because his music was so spot on to those different moments in the play, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, Desert Storm, and our current conflict, which are all represented musically in the show somehow, and he just nailed it.
I am kind of curious, David, how did your brain process? I know you knew the stories and the time periods, but once you had that in your heart and in your head and in your ears, how did you get it laid out in the musical score?
Well, I didn't want to write period pieces. And in listening, when I first heard it, Gregory is a master at choosing music that goes well with the vision that he has. And I know that from seeing various productions. And when I listened to this project, I thought that there was a way to take it in a direction where everything melded together in terms of the creative vision. I saw something that went beyond cover songs, the songs that could possibly be taken for period pieces. And for me, that was the most important motivating factor in how I approached it.
It sounds like it's the most dynamic factor in what the music does to the play.
Absolutely. What David's been able to do is capture the essence of a celebrational homecoming from World War II, very rah-rah America, very romantic. Then jump to Vietnam, so much anger and so much passion, and then go to our current conflict where, you know, history's repeating itself again, yet the feeling of the 1940s to the current days, there's quite a contrast.
And now that you're taking this play on the road, that makes it more than a movement almost, in my mind, maybe a crusade. You've already performed it in Alaska. What was the response?
Well, a place like Anchorage, Alaska, it's very close in proximity to a military base. So as I told so many people when I met them, the last time we had done it in Fort Wayne, our cast was largely civilian. We're all 6 degrees of separation from knowing a soldier. Places like Anchorage, Alaska, you're 1 degree of separation. Mm-hmm. And so the content, the music, everything we did in the show was so important to them. And I think the biggest thing I just kept on hearing over and over was just two words, which were thank you. Because quite often you're just not used to. People are going to talk about military service right now. They're going to talk about the soldier, and again, rightfully so. But there's a whole other movement of people that are giving just as much.
Yes, the spouses, and that's what this is all about. And the music, first time that you had the act on the road, but also this new music that goes with
right.
it. Lasting impressions.
Well, the lasting impression was, and I haven't even told David about this yet, is our final sound check for the show. The cast, who was 50% soldiers and spouses, came out for our final sound check, and everyone was just kind of dancing to the music, and we used one of the thematic through lines, Running on the Edge of a Dime. I'm looking around the room, and so many of them already knew the lyrics to it, and a lot of them were mouthing the lyrics and crying, and I could tell how much it already meant to them.
I'm running at the edge of a dime, dancing to a lullaby.
thus he has given us an anthem for this movement.
Has to make you feel pretty special.
It does, absolutely, yeah.
Okay, your upcoming fundraiser benefit at Neat, Neat, Neat Records brings all of what we've been talking about together. What's in store?
David's music highlighted the show, so this time the show is going to highlight David's music. It's the evening of a Fort Wayne premiere of David's original music written for I Will Wait.
And this is the first time people in Fort Wayne are going to have a chance to hear the music and see how this whole thing does go together.
Right.
You've got the Veterans Spouse Project Band, a stellar listing of Fort Wayne musicians. And this really is the full music premiere.
That is correct. And it's so exciting to know that this was born in Fort Wayne. It continues to grow in Fort Wayne, yet it's expanding through the country.
And again, David, you've had plenty of record releases under your belt after all these years. How's this different?
This is different for me because I see in this the potential to express a voice that, first of all, does not emanate from me, but more importantly, it's a voice that needs to be heard. That's why it was such a joy to work on this and to try to capture that voice. I teach American literature, and if you go back through the canon of American literature, you can get a lot about the returning soldier. You can get a lot about the hero who embarks upon a journey. But this is all about the person who is just as impacted by the journey that the hero goes on, and it's just as heroic. So for me, it was really interesting to try to capture, and I hope that I have, that viewpoint. One of the things that I find particularly interesting in writing from this point of view is that I am looking at someone who is really torn between the passion that the soldier has and the passion that they have for the soldier. And there's this possibility that we talk about post-traumatic stress syndrome and that sort of thing, but we also have the spouse who waits behind and must deal with whatever they have to deal with after this deployment takes place. And one of the things I tried to capture here was the idea that in feeling opposed to or feeling the stress of dealing with this, the perhaps maybe a little bit of benign sense of betrayal or treason or the idea that you are not 100% on board. And I tried to put myself in the head of somebody that might feel that way. Mm-hmm. And that was really a challenge for me. So it was very rewarding and interesting to look at it from that point of view.
And to use your own words, it's a voice that you were channeling that has to be heard.
I think so very much. And I think that as I look around, I think in this, you know, this part of the 21st century, we're starting to hear those disparate voices that have not been represented in literature or drama. And we're only starting to tap the potential of the various voices that deal with all sorts of suffering and pain that have not been a part of the traditional literary canon, or perhaps not even part of what playwrights have dealt with up to this point. And it's very exciting to be a part of that.
Great points. And that speaks to the success of this whole project and your individual talents and put them together, and they're really quite something. So ultimately, with this benefit, what is your goal, your ongoing mission?
So as we're taking the play across the country, also we want to leave in the hands of people that are moved by it a piece of the music. We want them to experience it more than just once live. Mm-hmm. When you react to something, you want to hear it again and again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
So you will want to be going forward with a recording, and that includes testimonials from the show as well as the full-length musical score.
The beautiful marriage of both, as the production is.
Good luck for all of that. As you continue to produce this across the country, and I wish you luck on that as well, will it stay Fort Wayne-centric, acting and performing and musician-wise?
Thus far, that is our solid plan, and it's worked out quite well. It began in Fort Wayne, and we're taking Fort Wayne's talent around the country, and we're doing pretty well.
A very unique approach. It really is.
Yes, it is, and I'm sure it will be appreciated. It already is being appreciated and realized. So long-term-wise, what do you hope that this might leave in the hearts and souls of everyone it can touch, especially the veterans and their spouses?
Well, I think going back to that idea of giving voice to people who suffer in different ways or people who deal with adversity in different ways, I would like to see, and I think that the vision of this project from Amy and Greg really leads to the idea of giving a voice to those who we haven't necessarily always heard from before. So that, I think that I would hope that that would be the lasting legacy of this.
And selfishly, as a director, what I always want is some great music to amplify what's happening in the action. And that's what David's given us. I think the production improves with that musical complement on it. And so as we go to different areas and production continues to evolve, David's music is a catalyst for that. So that's what I love to see in our future.
Gregory Stieber is co-author with Amy Updegraff of I Will Wait, the Veteran's Spouse Project, and David Todoron, composer of its musical score. Gregory, David, thank you so much for sharing this powerful story with us today and carry it on now.
And thank you for giving us a voice, Julia.
Thank you, Julia.
At a table in the window of the cafe on the corner, you said so long, so long ago. Silver jingle, glass of his ring at the table on the corner. You said so long, so very long ago. You're here in the faded light that glistens on the silver. So